Our next coach in the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Spartans are 3-0 in conference, 7-0 overall. Michigan State hosts Indiana on Saturday, a 3:30 contest to be televised by ABC. And in conference news, Shalique Calhoun was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, and Jalen Watson-Jackson was honored as the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Big win this past weekend. We'll focus on Indiana, and I'll take questions.
All right, let's go to questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schaap with Spartan Nation.
Coach, how did you take this program from where it was when you all arrived in late 2006 and turn it into a program that closes big games consistently?
Well, I think we've talked about this before, but basically I think it starts with your senior group and the culture that you establish every single year, and hopefully that chemistry begins to build until you have a very strong foundation, you have a belief system in place. So, you know, we've won some close games here. We've lost some close games in the past as well. But eventually, I think if you're in enough of them, you start to win them, and then you expect to win. And, you know, with 10 seconds left, obviously things didn't look promising. But we were going to give effort. And I think that's the best thing you can say. It's not always going to happen, but if you continue to play with effort, good things can happen.
Coach, in the past couple of weeks, some of the folks around the country and some of the commentators like Chris Spielman calling your games have noted your first down production has maybe struggled, and Michigan State's maybe run the ball as much as 75% of the time. Are you concerned with your production you're getting on first down at this time, and is this something you guys will continue to reevaluate as you move forward in the season?
We're always evaluating what we do on first down, et cetera, but I do believe that you need to be able to run the ball, and we just cannot abandon the run. Obviously, we've had some issues with our offensive line in terms of injuries, and the healthier we get, the better the production is going to be. So we've got a lot of different guys playing a lot of positions right now.
Our next question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with ESPN.com.
Mark, I was hoping to get your perspective on Indiana quarterback Nate Sudfeld. What stands out most about him from what you've seen on film?
I think, first of all, he's got experience. He's a big guy, so he has a very quick release, I think, and he gets the ball out quickly. Sees over everything. He's got a good handle on the offense, which, you know, lends to his experience. But strong arm. He struggled with an ankle injury, but he's shown toughness. And I think he's a great quarterback. Obviously, he's extremely highly rated in the conference, and has been very, very productive, not just this year, but throughout. I think as most teams, as he goes, your team goes, as with most teams with their quarterback.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Ben Alexrod with Bleacher Report.
Hey, Coach, I think Jalen Watts-Jackson has already become somewhat of a legend in East Lansing. I was wondering what you could tell us about him for those of us who aren't too familiar with him.
Well, he's a great young man. He's from Orchard Lake, St. Mary's in suburb of Detroit. Outstanding athlete, very explosive player, and with great hands. He's shown an awareness as a football player. He's a great, great young man. He's a redshirt freshman, so he's got three more years to play after this. Very explosive player, great tackler, and he was just getting his feet on the ground basically as a defensive player, but he's placed on all of our special teams. So, we have big plans for Jalen.
Looking at his recruitment, maybe he didn't have all the big name offers, and it looked like he might have had to earn that offer from you at camp. What do you recall about his recruitment?
Great ball skills, 37-inch vertical jump, or maybe higher. Great long jump. Ran a very solid 40 for a defensive back, in the 4-5 range. I can't remember exactly. But and he's quick bodied. He was very quick bodied. And then when we watched him play in person, we saw all the different things that all the potential come into play. But plays for an outstanding coach and program in Orchard Lake, and George Port is a longtime head football coach in the state of Michigan, one of the winningest coaches here. And so he's been extremely well coached at that level as well.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Luke Meredith with Associated Press.
Hey, Mark, I'm sure you'd heard a bit about the, I guess, sort of the negative flack that the Michigan punter had caught on social media. And I wonder, from a coach's perspective, how frustrating is it to see people attack kids who, you know, probably can't defend themselves?
Yeah, it's very disappointed, very disappointing. But that's the world we're living in right now, too. I think people tend to attack people via social media. It's very unfortunate. It's one play, it's too bad. But it's just one play, and it should not define a person. One play should not define a person based on his football ability or anything else. This is a game. It's a competitive game. It's a great game. There's a lot of interest in these games, especially rivalry games. But you take it to an extreme. You know, this is still a game.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Mark. I think you alluded to it maybe a little bit with your first question, but given the, the emotional win Saturday, how do you get these guys to really just focus in? I mean, is there – disallowing of watching any highlights from last week, anything like that? I mean, how do you get these guys to just really move on and not, be too high off that win?
Well, I think, first of all, we track how we play after big games, whether we win or we lose them. We've always tracked that, and our record is very good in terms of how we've been able to handle that. So that's something we've always made a point of. It's not the moment you're in. It's how you handle the moments after that, too, winning or losing. So got to be able to handle success in this case. Secondly, our dreams are important. Our dreams are all in front of us. You know, our goal is to be, first and foremost, to win the East. Well, to do that, you better win every football game in this conference. So the next one up is Indiana. They pose a great challenge for us. We've played them in the past. It's been very competitive games, got to get ready for them. But I think as much as anything, though, the final thing is our senior leadership and our maturity as a football team. We've been there in terms of having to do these things in the past, and this is just another step in the process.
If I could just follow, that's where I was going with Connor. What did you say to him after that final drive? I think it was Jordan Lewis that batted down that pass. What was going through Connor's mind? What was that conversation like, when it appeared that the game was going to be in Michigan's favor?
Well, there really wasn't time to talk too much. We had to get our defense out on the field. So my main focus was, stop them and get them a first down. Let's see if we can make them punt and see if we can have some seconds back. And, I was disappointed that I had to use a timeout on fourth down, but maybe that was the best thing to try and get the best play involved. Didn't know whether to punt or not. So a lot of things going through my mind as well. So all I can tell you is we do the very best we can do, and we play to the end of the game, and we keep coaching till the end of the game. So, that's Connor. That's what he does as well. So there really wasn't any interaction. We just kept moving the process forward, and, we would talk after the game. But he's a competitor. He's always going to do his very best, and his very best really has been good for us, has been good enough 30 out of 33 times he's been the starter. So that's where we're at.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks.